No, Fianna Fáil selected Jim Gavin as their candidate yesterday, beating Billy Kelleher in a closer than anticipated vote, 41-29. And Jim Gavin has been out doing interviews, and he addressed the media afterwards, says he is a constitutional Republican and he is ready for the 45-day campaign, which he describes is going to be the toughest contest of his life. Well, with me on the line was one of those who was part of that process in the parliamentary party yesterday. That's Fianna Fáil TD for Kerry, Michael Cahill. Deputy Cahill, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. Good morning to your listeners.
Okay, what's your view on Jim Gavin's selection? Did you back him, or were you one of those that voted for Billy Kelleher?
Yeah, thanks for asking that question. Yes, again, I've been asked that about 50 times by different journalists over the last couple of weeks, Shirley. So and I suppose that's the beauty of a secret ballot. I suppose it gives, you know, everyone the opportunity to vote without disclosing their choice, and out of respect to both candidates. Look, we had two excellent candidates. I know Billy Kelleher for many years. I know him from the very first day that he ran for the Senate. He wasn't a councillor. He ran for the Senate and was elected. He was a TD and he's now a member of the European Parliament. He has canvassed with me and indeed, I'd say, all councillors here in Kerry and indeed throughout Munster, our Ireland South, his constituency for the European Parliament at one stage or another. And he has also, he also canvassed with me in the general election. So we had an excellent choice, and I suppose the choice is healthy. Jim Gavin, then look, we people are getting to know more and more about Jim Gavin outside of his football career. You know, in his involvement with the Citizens Assembly and opening the Héireann and the Inner City Task Force, and his parents are from County Clare and all of that. Like, you know, and I've no doubt that there would be, you know, there'd be an ample opportunity now for the public, for the voters to hear from Jim Gavin during the next number of weeks and on what he sees as a priority for his presidency. And I believe and I'm confident that he will do very well and, you know, may well get the majority, the overall majority that he will require to win this election. Yesterday was, you know, it was intriguing, it was interesting, it was exciting, like, you know, and was I nervous? I suppose, yes. But as I said to Tommy, like, you know, it was great to be inside in the mix and, you know, and to experience that, like, you know, and so, look, both candidates were invited to speak at the start of the meeting. Both spoke exceptionally well. I had heard Billy speak, you know, numerous times over the years at different events, and I suppose it was my first time, and that's where it's going to be interesting now when Jim Gavin will be before you and your colleagues, Jerry, and you'll put him to the test, and we will see, you know, how he performs, and I think he'll do very well. Like, you know, I believe yesterday that the election, the ballot was, you know, it was a healthy exercise in a democracy, and
And there's talk, Michael, that the party's been you know, reinvigorated by it. However, though, there is also a concern or a reality, political reality, being expressed that this is quite damaging for Micheál Martin. 29 people going against his wishes within the party, and looking at the timelines of things, his time left as Taoiseach, is the clock now ticking on his leadership of Fianna Fáil? Is there a significant rump within the party that are bringing that day more and more closer, that they're not happy with his leadership, not happy with how he handled this and issued the dictat that Jim Gavin is my man and you all need to vote for him? Well, 29 of you said no.
Yeah, like, look, I believe, you know, that the party is actually more united than ever following what was a very respectable showing by both candidates, you know, both Billy and Jim Gavin. Both candidates actually got a standing ovation. And I was conscious of the fact that I was going into a room where, you know, where blood was spilt, Johnny, over the years, especially going back to the Haughey era and the different votes and the heaves and all of that, like, you know. And I think it was a very, very healthy exercise, as I mentioned already. And, you know, we are in a democracy. We had two excellent candidates. And it was no, you know, it was no surprise that Billy Keller did so well. You know, he knows a lot of the TDs and senators and MEPs very exceptionally well, and over a long, long, long time. Like, you know, so I know that as well, obviously, that people don't like the idea of people being parachuted in. I understand that as well. But it was a healthy exercise. And you know, look, the message coming out of that room, you know, was that
you're united. Let me put it to you this way. Will Micheál Martin be damaged if Jim Gavin doesn't win the presidency? Because there's a significant view among some, particularly grassroots, that Bertie Ahern was frozen out and he should have been your candidate. So first of all, there's him. Then there's Billy Keller, who mounted a challenge. 29 went with him. And if it ends up without winning the presidency, would his judgment politically be called into question?
Look, it was never going to be Bertie, like, for obvious reasons.
It might not have been, but at the same time, from several members of the I spoke to, they were backing him.
He couldn't get the five nominations, Jerry, and that was the bottom line. But, look, I believe it was a healthy exercise. As I said, I wasn't surprised or shocked at the outcome. I always felt it was going to be close. It could have gone either way. There's no doubt about it. Like, you had a good number of candidates, a good few of the parliamentary party that their vote could have gone any way right up to the very end. Like, you know, that was the type of election it was. Was there pressure on? My arm wasn't twisted now, but I did meet Jim Gavin. I met him in Killarney. I spoke to Billy on a number of occasions on the phone, and spoke to Jim Gavin on the phone as well. Did get his call from the Taoiseach. There was no gun to put to my head. I'll put it like that. But look, I enjoyed it, and I believe in the message kind of that really came out of the room was that, you know, every one of the parliamentary parties is now going to get behind the successful candidate, and that was Jim Gavin. Yeah. And
he'll be coming to Kerry
as well.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, he'll be coming to Kerry, I take it, obviously, during the campaign, or maybe he will. You'll be here with him for that.
He's covered every corner of the country, so...
over the 45 days.
And he has been to every county.
A listener asks, you're not going to be part, Michael, you're not going to be part of, obviously, he's, you know, this... The election team or his campaigning team directly, because you've got your job as a TD as well. But a listener asks, I don't know if you know this or not, ask Deputy Cahill if there'll be a voting pact between the two government parties, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, in the upcoming presidential election.
I honestly don't know. That matter hasn't come up yet. I'm sure it would be teased out, and we'll hear in plenty of time. And I've been given a task as well. All right, Jerry, to get. I've been asked to put up 500 posters and 50 billboards and so on already by the party. So,
you're busy. It's game on now,
like, you know.
Michael, stay with me on the line. I want to talk one or two more things. We will get back to that with you after we take these. Yeah, keep comments, views and opinions coming in to us, Deputy Mike Cahill of Fianna Fáil, about the selection of Jim Gavin as their candidate. And look, Michael, one person told me yesterday, contacted the programme, says, wake me up when the presidential election is over. There's more important things going on in the world. And with that in mind, you're at your thinking. You've been speaking about other issues aside from the presidency, I'd imagine, or you're heading for that anyway. There's some concern over the budget this year and cost of living measures that will be maybe or maybe not coming in. People are feeling under pressure. Health insurance is going up. Electricity is going up across the board. All of these things. Arrears and electricity are up at levels they haven't been seen since the economic crash of 15 years ago. And the budget watchdog is saying that you're spending far too much money. How are you going to square that circle? Or what's your view on what should be done in the budget?
Well, we are having the thinking, which will be my first ever. I'm looking forward to it, and I will have my own list, obviously, Jerry, and I have been in contact with ministers. I spoke to the Minister for Public Expenditure yesterday in regards to the budget, Jack Chambers, and it's all to play for at the moment, like, you know, and so ministers are going through with their department officials, they're going through, you know, how much of the apple pie they'll be getting, and it'll have to be just divided out the best way possible and the most effective way possible and the fairest way possible. And, you know, there will be cost of living measures. The Taoiseach even came out and mentioned that the other day. I'd like to see something in regards to the fuel allowance there, for example, for single people, for elderly people, especially that are living alone. I mean, you know, a couple are getting twice what a single person is receiving, for example. I think there should be something done in that context. Whether there will or not, I don't know at this stage. Look, it's going to be interesting. You have the issue of VAT there on the food side of the hospitality sector. You know, so, and then you have, you know, the ordinary taxpayer, and so hopefully there'll be improvements there as well. So, it's all to play for, and that's why there is a thinking, and everything will be on the table there.
Yeah. So, okay, Michael, final brief question. Back to the election, it's my understanding there was a meeting of the Ard Corla Fianna Fáil last night, and the word whip wasn't used. So, on one level, Fianna Fáil councillors will be able to support, or will they? Because they're being encouraged or nudged, maybe, to say, look, do your best to support Jim Gavin, which means don't support an independent councillor. What's going to happen in Kerry next week with the Fianna Fáil councillors, do you think? Are they free to support someone like Gavin Sheridan, for example, or Garrett Sheridan?
Like, my understanding is that, my understanding, because it came up yesterday, but just talking to some backbenchers, we were discussing that specific issue because Tommy had asked me about it. And my understanding is that I don't know yet, like, you know, because I didn't see or hear the outcome of the National Executive meeting last night, but my understanding was that there would be a directive. Like, I mean, if you have your own candidate, what's the point in nominating somebody else? Like, it's like having your, you know, supporting your own GA club, like, and you're backing some other team or promoting some other team in the same championship at exactly the same time. So I believe that there'd be a directive that for the candidates, for Fianna Fáil, in the same way as there is one for Fine Gael, not to support any other candidates, especially when they have their own candidate. It's different to the last election. You know, and
when Fianna Fáil didn't have a candidate in the field. That's right. Okay. Thanks for your view on that this morning. We'll talk more, no doubt, as the days go on and as Jim Gavin comes to Kerry to campaign in the presidential election. That's Deputy Mike Cahill of Fianna Fáil.